by John.
Designed by John.
Designed by John.
Yes, well, as is this podcast. Hey, everybody.
It's a designer.
Hopefully the kitchen will be a lot better than the fucking podcast.
Welcome.
Yes, my theory works, by the
okay, so before you launch in, the question of the day, when did late-stage capitalism begin? This
right.
is what Megan walked into our apartment.
This is also
wondering.
Part of Megan's movie school, so
yeah.
I'm just going right into the open.
Yeah, she has, she's developing a theory, which
yeah.
will be, well, I need to share with the
yeah.
major economists of the world.
Yeah, especially Werner Sombart, who coined the term. Around the turn of the 20th century, which would have been what? The 1900s? What,
yes.
1900s?
Yes.
How did he coin it?
What do you mean?
He
did
coined
we not have
it
words
around
there?
The turn of the 20th century, but it refers to the historical epoch since 1940. So he was a prognosticator.
Okay. All right. And well, why don't you tell us what late stage means?
Okay. Well, in the late 2010s.
Does it mean there's no cure for it?
The term began to be used, I fear there's not, began to be used in the United States and Canada to refer to perceived absurdities, contradictions, crises, injustices, inequality, and exploitation created by modern business development.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that, of course that would. You could
as opposed
that
see
to,
that that was coming.
Yeah.
But then
yeah,
they were
but,
like.
But I mean, it's not like a new thing. Inequality, all
so.
Of that had been happening since the beginning of history.
Sure.
So why would it change?
I think he's talking about business practices creating inequality.
Yeah.
Unlike slavery. You know, slavery was a business
yeah.
practice.
Yeah, good
yeah.
point.
So
well,
he coined the term.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I suppose capitalism wasn't, slavery wasn't really, well, I guess we shouldn't be talking about this probably until we have a better way of thinking about it.
Well,
I mean,
slavery, the North felt that it was an economic imbalance because they got free labor in the South.
Well, and the whole point of slavery is cheap labor.
Right.
Yeah, yes.
Well,
yeah.
One of the many terrible things, but
yeah.
yeah. That's why reparations is a discussion because
yeah.
generational institutional wealth was
right.
created under
off,
slavery
off of,
that people still enjoy.
Right.
The,
right. And
the,
obviously the people that put
of,
in the work got
nothing.
Diddly. It,
yes.
It,
and their
death.
Descendants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway. Well, okay. Are we going into the Omen? Or are we going to?
Well, what's your theory?
Oh, just
yeah,
that.
I mean,
you're
the one who
just
so
that,
we watched The Omen, a 1976
yeah.
film by directed by Richard Donner.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what it's about.
And
so
this planted a little seed in your brain.
Yeah. Just that. Maybe the price for late stage capitalism is the return of the devil.
That's your fucking theory?
That's your theory?
That's a theory, yes.
That's in the world? Or
no,
just...
that I thought about as I was watching it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Although he was a politician, he wasn't a businessman. But, like, politics are in capitalism are the same thing.
I mean, can we, I think we can all agree that if the devil comes back, if Satan comes back to the...
It's going to be to Georgia.
It's going to be in politics.
He was looking for his soul to steal.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's looking for a fiddle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, I was just, that, it seemed pointed that a rising star in United States politics, who is like very patriarchal, but you know, the country and the person would be the one who like brings the devil into his life and into the, you know,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his name is Donald Trump, you know?
Well, yes.
What did you
yeah.
think of the movie?
I liked it for its campiness. And I mean, I enjoyed watching it. I didn't like love it, you know, but I thought that it was fun while I was watching it. And it did make me think about like, you know, I thought it was, my mind went on some tangents, obviously, which mm-hmm. wasn't a bad thing. And I am unfamiliar with Gregory Peck for the most part. I think I saw To Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I just wasn't that familiar with him and he was very good. And then Lee Remick, was that the
Remick?
Lee Remick? She was, their chemistry was great. They were great together.
Now you know
together,
why
like,
Kelly O'Hara is playing her in Days of Wine and Roses.
Yeah, which I saw that she was in, and I didn't realize that was a movie first, and Maddie and I got tickets for that, so I have to watch that before. Should I watch the movie before or
Lily
after?
Rob is her daughter, right?
Lily Remick.
No, that's Jill Clayburgh.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But, you know, I was like, boy, Kelly O'Hara looks like Lee Remick.
Yeah.
But Brian Darcy James does not look like
Jack Lemmon. Yeah. Oh, let's see. Did I make any other notes? The zoo scene was wild.
Right.
And then I read that it was kind of real. That
her fear, those baboons were crazy.
But I also sort of part of the campiness. Some of the lines are pretty funny. And I can't remember it exactly in that scene, but something like the voiceover was like, the baboons are not your friends. I don't think that's what they said, but something like that. Like, don't roll down your window. The baboons are crazy. Or like something like that.
Uh-huh.
That woman, Mrs. Baylock, her bangs. Every time
they were
she was
scary.
On the screen.
I love Billy Whitelaw in that movie.
Yeah, she's good. One thing that I didn't understand that I couldn't figure out, and I was like, how does this make sense? Would have been at the very end when the politician Richard, I can't remember his name. Gregory Pike's character.
Thorne.
Oh yeah, Thorne. Yeah, when he killed Baylock and then grabbed Damien and got into the car and then was fleeing.
Was she dead? I don't think she was dead.
Yeah,
oh, I guess that's
stabbed
true.
Her?
He stabbed her.
Yeah,
but
I guess we didn't
see
her
died.
Necessarily
yeah.
die. Yeah, good point. Good point.
I didn't see Damien too.
Huh?
I didn't see Omen too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I didn't.
But when he was fleeing their house, like, why were the cops there?
Because he was speeding.
No, but they were waiting.
They were just out on patrol. They were just there.
I'm not.
It
yeah,
seemed
I had,
to me
I
like
had that
they were,
same situation. Yeah. Like, why are they chasing him? Why are they like?
Yeah.
You know what's going on here? Uh-huh. Anyway, but I didn't. I was like, well,
yeah. No,
you know.
I took that as they were just happened. He just happened to speed by a cop car.
Right outside of his compound.
Well, he could have had a police presence.
He's an ambassador. They might
always be there.
Oh, yeah, true. True. Okay. Yeah, good point. Good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you keep reading in Wicca in IMDb that the very end with Damien's face, the director said to the kid, whatever you do, do not laugh, do not smile. I mean it. Don't laugh. Don't smile. Don't do it. Don't do it. And you're like,
for a little reverse psychology.
Yeah. So he got that little
smile. Oh, so that he
smile.
Would get that little smile. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
That was funny. That beheading scene was wild.
Yes, it
was. That
was
wild.
It looked very real.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
Did you also read about that? In that he, the actor
he couldn't
David,
watch it. I
he
read
never
that.
Watched, but
yeah.
The actor David Warner kept the prop of his head.
Oh, really?
Until he got divorced and then his wife got
divorced.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
That was what made that movie so famous at the time.
Was the beheading scene?
Yeah.
Well, and like the hanging was very graphic. I was thinking to myself while watching that scene, I was like, they're just like letting these kids stare at it for way longer.
Well, what? How do you like, stop them?
I don't know.
I mean,
know,
what are you
going like,
to say? Oh,
get,
don't look.
Get,
well, you know, like,
I don't know. Get them off the ground.
On
there
the
were
top
a lot
of the
kids,
house.
Though. There
it's
were a lot
big
of kids.
House.
And
it's...
right until that happened, I was thinking to myself, that looks like a very fun party. Like, I would go to that party as an adult.
Yeah, of course you would. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, because it had a very
I wanted to ride that mini roller coaster. That looks so fun.
Yeah, that did look
with
fun.
With your adult body. Yeah.
It was so cool.
And then when she fell multiple times, Lee Remick fell multiple times.
Twice.
Yeah. Those were all pretty graphic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When her first fall in the house with him on the tricycle.
Yeah.
That was also a big famous scene.
Yeah.
With him. That's her last fall.
That's her first one.
The last one
then
kills
she goes
her.
To the hospital.
Yeah.
Because
she falls in the into the ambulance.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a follower. That was a shove.
Well, true. That
yeah.
was definitely a shove.
Well,
yeah.
Although his was kind of a
also a bit of a shove. Yeah.
That's why I don't have children.
It seems like a perfectly reasonable reason to me.
What I loved about this movie, which I think is kind of a common thing, is how the photographer is like, oh, what is this mark on the photograph? Uh-huh. And it always turns into the way they're going to die.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I feel like I was reading that on Wikipedia maybe, but a different version of this movie would have been a little less blatant about whether or not these things were just like terrible accidents that the that people then are we live? Okay. Terrible accidents that people sort of like create a narrative around, and then in this narrative it would have been the devil child or whatever.
Right.
But I think I was reading, maybe I was reading this.
Oh, that was a debate between the makers, that one of the producers did not want it to be so obviously the devil.
Right. Yeah. Right. And then it was really like the actress who played Mrs. Baylock, who kind of like sealed the deal for the way that the movie was, because I guess in one of the versions, she was written as more like very like bubbly and less obviously. Yeah. Yeah. But she wanted to, I guess she would wanted to play it the way
that
it was played.
I also love how, you know, they're the ambassador and she just shows up, oh, the agency sent.
Yeah. And they're like okay.
What agency?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. And that was not questioned at all. That felt real, though. Never late stage capitalism. It's like, you just think it and then it's there if you have enough money and clout. We need a new
one. Thing I got a kick out of, you know, in the beginning when they're in Rome, I loved, you know, he's still riding around in this huge Cadillac, but they're in the streets of Rome and all the other cars are like tiny. I'm like, my God, how is that huge car navigating these streets? But
yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny, you know, just seeing the difference between the cultures.
Yeah.
That way.
Are jackals real? Are jackals a real animal?
I think so. Yeah,
why don't you Google it? Yeah, I believe so.
Because that's what supposedly birthed Damien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll Google it. All I think about are jackalopes, which are mythic, right?
Better.
Yeah, jackalopes.
Better be real because they're doing a whole miniseries called The Day of the Jackal is coming out.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, it's a Frederick Forsyth book and it was a movie in the early 70s and now they're turning into a miniseries because Hollywood has no new ideas.
True. They're medium-sized canids native to Africa and Eurasia.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a little hyena-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Let's see. What did you think about... Well, I guess that's because the photographer was around. There were parts where then you would get stills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a montage of stills.
Well, you got it at the beginning, just as like time passes.
There was a couple of times. One time they're walking, the time like they lose Damien in the...
Yeah, it's like, where is Damien? It's like, he hasn't been with you for about half a mile, you fucking idiot.
One of the deaths, the death of the priest, you know, that was trying very hard to get the guy to kill Damien. That one, I was like, it seemed to me like he had a lot of time to move.
Step aside, Padre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Step aside.
Like, just, you know, I don't know why when he saw him the second time, you know, because he almost told him the child's mother is a, and he got cut
Jack,
off. I'm like,
yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you tell him that?
Yeah.
You know,
you deserve to die.
You know,
yeah.
You know, like, you have more than just 30 seconds with him there by the water. Why don't you say, okay, so here's the
real
thing.
Quick.
Damien's mother was a jackal. He's not truly a human child. They killed your baby and substituted him, blah, 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 blah. You know, Mark, like he could have told the whole story.
Yeah.
And Gregory Peck didn't need to go to Rome and find the priest. And
wait, so that priest in the Roman hospital was in on it?
I don't think that
just sort of now clicked for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Got it.
The nun was in it. They were all in on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone.
The devil works in mysterious ways, Megan.
Yeah.
Mostly through the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Yep.
There was a series with Gina Davis, which was a remake of
The Exorcist.
Oh, that was The Exorcist?
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a very heavy Catholic Church.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had two priests in that, but you have two priests in the Exorcist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of horror movies built around religion.
Well, I mean, where do we get the devil?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
There's a little tie-in there, you know, once you start.
I never realized that the 666 was like 1 6 below the 2. I always would have assumed it was just written 3 in a row.
Well,
but every time they
be,
showed it, it
well,
was
in this
like,
movie,
yeah,
but yeah,
that's not okay. Yeah,
yeah, this is not a documentary, Megan. You poor.
Anyway, it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah,
it's nothing. You know, it's classic in its own genre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do remember seeing the third one when I was in college.
The Final Conflict?
Yes.
Or is that Damien IV, The Final Conflict?
No, the third one with Sam Neill. And you see him naked in there, and it was a very big deal for him. Mm-hmm. Like, I know he's the devil, but ooh, I can see his butt.
Is Sam Neill the from Jurassic
the
Park?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when he was young.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of stuff on TV this week.
No kidding.
It was
has it been 2 weeks?
Yes, but 2 weeks.
Yeah, so we have 2 weeks.
It
of
has
TV.
Been the week of finishing.
Yeah.
Conclusion.
A lot of
yeah. Wait.
Season,
oh yeah, because you're caught up on Barry. I'm not caught up on Barry.
Series finale.
We
finished. How much do you have left on Barry?
I'm in season two now. I am into season two, but yeah.
Well, with Barry, I could say I thought that the ending was kind of brilliant.
Uh-huh.
You would never be able to guess where it's going.
Oh, interesting.
What's going to happen.
The the episode I just watched took me by surprise because it was the one where, so obviously in the, I think it was the finale of the first season, right? He kills the cop that's
right.
In love with Cousineau. Okay, so in the episode that I just watched, the cop's partner
right.
has finally got him on tape admitting to killing his partner. And I was like, this has 4 seasons. Like, no way is Barry in jail for like 2.5 seasons. And so then the end of the episode was, this all goes away if you kill my ex-wife's, like, or maybe they're currently married. No, I think they're divorced. If you kill my ex-wife's, like, current beau.
Oh, right.
And you see that episode yet?
I haven't seen that yet. No.
Oh,
That's maybe the best episode of the entire
really?
Series.
The episode I'm about to watch?
Yes.
Wow.
You will, if you're like us, we turned out and we watched it second time right away.
Oh, right away?
Yeah. It was so good.
So good.
Wow. I don't think I've ever done that for anything.
It's so good.
I've never rewatched it.
I'm tempted to watch
it again.
Oh, yeah.
With you
let's finish right this. Let's speak really fast.
Yes. Okay, let's talk about Ted Lasso.
I thought they landed it.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
For such a really hot and cold season, I loved the finale.
I was crying.
I was happy. Like, yeah.
I could have done without, you know, the little song that they put in. I thought it was a bit much.
Oh, I liked it.
I just liked it all. I liked it all.
Yeah.
My
favorite was that when Ted's at the airport at the end,
uh-huh.
and the soccer fan comes up. I'd like a proper selfie, and he takes a picture and says, "Wicked," and Ted Lasso goes,
"Kinky boots." I know, I love that too. But okay, so sometimes I get a little bothered by what are they called? Like, the little inconsistencies, you know? Okay, because I mentioned this, I think, previously on the pod when he was in the opener of the season when his kid was flying back because it was like. Obviously, they're in a London airport. I don't know which one. And it's certainly sounds like a direct flight to Kansas City. And you're like, bullshit, there's a direct flight to Kansas City. Okay, so then in the last episode, he gets on the plane and he's in the first class seats. And it's a first class. It's a direct flight to Kansas City. But then when he wakes up as the plane is landing, he clearly switched planes somewhere.
Yeah, there's 2 seats.
Like, yeah, and it's, yeah. So I was like, what? I'm annoyed. And then also I was like, wait, was that montage a dream? Like the way that they filmed it, when he woke up, like it was like right after Beard got, I might need to rewatch actually this episode because I'm like, was some of this a dream? Like which parts of this were a dream?
I don't know. B, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
That, it's over.
Yeah.
The other thing is like with Beard's wedding, are you telling me Ted wouldn't be
at
Beard's wedding?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it was a dream.
I mean, well, why?
I don't know, but I'm saying the way they filmed it, I think it was a dream.
Could have been.
Was Dorothy, was that all a dream?
Dorothy.
In The Wizard of Oz? Is there a take of that, yeah, where that was all a dream?
Well, yeah, well, Dorothy, the whole thing is
yeah,
she's a dream.
Yeah, I think all of Ted Lasso.
You were there, and you were there, and you were there.
I think this was all a dream. Well, then. Whatever. I have a new theory.
Yeah.
Well, it was.
It worked so well for Dallas.
Dream.
I hope it worked well for Ted. But, you know, they set it up for, you know, if they're going to take it off for another season, they could just retitle it The Richmond Way.
Yeah.
Or they could do it, they can't like totally, I was gonna be like, they could do a new series of the women's team, but obviously that would be part of,
can you imagine the rivalry that would be going on between the two teams and the coaches and all of that?
Yeah,
that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah,
with Roy. My only problem with the past couple of episodes, I just felt Nate was forgiven so easily.
Too quick.
And it was
like,
but everything about that season was too quick. You know, I did love
except Hannah Waddingham. God damn, she's good.
I did love that Jamie and Roy went over to Kaylee. And
you liked that? I thought that was so stupid.
Oh, I thought it was stupid, but what I liked about
it
finally
is
that she kicked them both out.
Yeah, agreed.
I'm like, finally, Kaylee does something Kaylee-like.
Yeah.
And kicks them both out.
Yeah. And I hope it stays that way.
Well, it will because, oh, well, we don't know.
Yeah.
It will because
it's fake. Yeah,
it was a dream.
They don't even exist. So I like that. I liked that a lot. What else ended? You. Yeah. We watch You.
Oh, yeah.
And I think You jumped the shark.
Yeah, I think You jumped the shark. Yeah.
We were so high on this season.
And I was so.
Isn't it over?
No, there's one more season.
Oh, okay.
Well, and I was kind of excited that this might have been the finale because I was like, oh, I love this, you know, that this is a finale. And, but then he survived.
Yeah, so. And also like seven or eight episodes in, you know, the whole thing was like, the You is someone is stalking him and making him do all these things. But it turns out he's just, you know, it's a split personality.
Oh,
and it's like, he's never been that way in the 3 years
we've
watched this.
Yeah,
why are you suddenly
all of a sudden,
like, oh, that was a failure.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
look,
oh, go ahead.
You know, that plexiglass prison seems to break down and tow away very easily.
Very quickly, yeah.
I did see an episode with that. That must have been in the first season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's had it the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yellow Jackets. Speaking of, look, I wore a yellow jacket.
Oh, yeah. I liked it. I was sad at the end.
Oh my God, I cried so much in the last episode.
I didn't cry, but
I cried.
I don't want to see that actress leave.
Juliette
Lewis. Right.
Yeah, because I really like her. I think she's a national
treasure.
Well,
there can still be flashbacks.
I don't.
But she's probably gone. She probably wanted to be gone.
Oh, she wanted to be gone, but you know, I'm sure it was a nice paycheck.
Yeah, which leads me to believe she chose. Like, they, I don't think, well, I got them, whatever.
No,
anyway.
I mean,
you know, the writers write what they write.
That's true.
Yeah, they're like, this is only going to be a 2 year. They tell them what's going to happen. You
know,
it's not like they're going to lose people because Juliette Lewis isn't on it anymore.
True.
Now they can give, you know, Lauren Ambrose, you know, more to do.
True.
I wished that the woman who was supposedly a senator or a representative, but doesn't seem to do any work whatsoever, but can just you know, hitchhike along the highway.
Yeah.
And anyway, I wish it was her because I think her character is awful.
Yeah, although
you can't kill off the only black character.
Well, and also we don't know what she's obviously a key part to this still, like, you know, so her, so we, well, I mean, I guess her younger self is the one that's more the key
part.
I
just
part,
find
but,
her older self to be not obnoxious.
Yeah.
I don't think that much time has passed since she was hitchhiking though. I think it's
a
only
week.
Been a,
it's,
oh, it's a week.
We're
yeah.
still talking. I mean, since,
yeah.
since the car accident, at least
and
2 weeks.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say 2 weeks, but I guess
it's not a lot of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the daughter hasn't gone off to college.
Good show. Good show.
I love Elijah Wood.
I love
that he killed the cop.
That I can't remember what song was playing, but that was clear to me in an episode before.
The Killing Moon.
Echo
of the Bunnymen. The Killing Moon.
Yeah. Or no, I feel like it was a show tune. I mean, there were a couple songs playing, but when he wrote the email to the police department, something was playing. I'm not sure if it was that or if that came later. It was a show tune, and it was I can't remember what the lyrics were, but it basically was very clear that he was doing that in order to help Christina Ricci's character. Well,
speaking of which, we also finished Schmigadoon.
Oh yeah, I haven't started that.
Fun.
Yeah,
fun season.
Yeah.
I don't know that I enjoyed it more than the first season.
Okay.
The first season was much more surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so this one was a lot of the songs kind of repeated, the themes kind of, you know, but still liked it a lot. I watched a third season and a second. Mm-hmm. So.
Somebody somewhere
ended.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they have been
renewed
for 30 years, thank God.
Yeah, that's important.
I was like, maybe that means there's hope for Perry Mason. But then I was like, oh no, that show must be just like pennies compared to the cost of Perry Mason.
Oh yeah.
So
somewhere
cost probably
very, very little. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we have the big finale.
Succession.
Oh yeah.
Succession. The one that the New York Times had to have six articles.
Oh my god.
Actually, I think we should take a break and then we'll talk about Succession. Okay, we are back. Succession. Bing bang.
I already forgot how it goes.
Shiv.
The music,
Before we get on this, the other thing I finished was The Mandalorian, season 3, which was excellent. Love. I actually dreamed about the theme song last night.
Oh wow! Oh. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Anyway,
all right. Succession.
Succession.
Series finale.
Series. Yeah, 4 seasons.
See, these people know them and Barry. They know when to end a thing.
Yeah.
You know, somebody like the producers of that podcast, Two Queens and a What, they don't know why. You know, they just drag that motherfucker out until it is nothing but a
skeleton. We're still in our first season. Listen, we can only do 4 seasons, but we're still in our first season.
No.
Okay. So Succession.
So it was.
Loved this season.
We found out. So the big thing was, who's going to take over the company? Is the merger going to go through, right?
Those were the two big things. And who won the presidency, which I have to say, I totally don't care that they didn't address
it. It's not necessary.
It was fine. Yeah.
It starts out and Roman is the young one?
Yeah, Roman's the young one.
Roman had gone off with the protesters at the end of the previous episode. And of course, he got beat up.
Right.
And so he's healing his wounds at his mother's house
in the Caribbean somewhere.
In Barbados.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so she calls. Did she call?
She calls Shiv.
She calls Shiv and says, you know, your brother's here.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shiv has to go to get him on her side. And does she call?
Then she calls Kendall.
Kendall. The mother calls Kendall
I think what happens, calls Shiv. Shiv calls Tom. Tom tells Greg. Greg calls Kendall.
Oh, that's right. That's the little double cross.
Yeah, Greg will play whatever fucking side in the moment that he feels like
he
should.
Thinks he's going to get him something. And so they all go to Barbados. The kids all go to Barbados.
Yeah.
And they do. They have a lovely time of being, you know, like
siblings.
Just siblings.
And yeah. They make a decision. They're not going to sell. And Kendall is going to be
the
CEO.
President. Yeah.
Yeah.
CEO. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that is what they decide to do.
Yeah. Or wait, are they going to sell? Now I'm confusing myself.
With Kendall's going to be the CEO. So they're not selling.
They're not selling. Yet.
Except that the Swede wants an American CEO.
Well, that's what the vote was, to sell.
The Swede is never, ever going to go with Kendall.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, oh, ever. Right. Okay, right. Yeah,
and,
I got
and
I got
the
myself.
Big board vote was to sell or not.
Correct. Yeah, right.
So then, of course, immediately once they get on their own private planes, or did they ride together on a single plane back?
Oh, I can't remember. Maybe they did.
I think they all took separate planes.
The minute they're not together, they start scheming against each other again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Although the boys are kind of seem like they're to have
on
been
the same
on
side.
The same side
yeah.
for a couple episodes.
Yeah.
But Shiv starts
basically ever since they co-CEO'd, they've basically been on the same side.
Yeah. And so
Shiv waivers.
Shiv waivers
because she's going to be named.
Well, she thinks she's going
to be named head of ATN or head of
yeah.
it all.
Yeah.
Head of
Waystar.
Unfortunately, some editorial has come out with a cartoon of her pulling the strings of the Swedish guy.
Yep.
Which he says it doesn't bother him, but
obviously it does.
It bothers him a lot.
Yeah.
And so anyway.
So then he picks Tom.
But do we know that going into the vote?
Tom tells Shiv
that he's
yeah.
going to be.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, Shiv has all of the power.
She has the deciding
and gets
vote
to decide
whether
or not
it's going
to
be Kendall or her husband. She knows
right.
she's out.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And ultimately, the only place where she can wield any kind of power
is
with her
husband. Yeah.
Yeah. That last scene where he puts out his hand and she just, I was like, that was so
amazing.
Good. That is so good. I actually thought about The Graduate a little bit. That was such a good scene. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Such a good scene. Even though Tom is like the winner, I think Shiv is actually the winner.
I don't think anybody's a winner.
Yeah. No one's a winner.
Yeah. Well, they're winners in their world.
Shiv thinks she has power. But she still will not have power because Mattson chose Tom because Tom's a puppet.
Right.
Yeah.
So Mattson has the strings.
Yeah.
Tom is only there as a figurehead to get approval.
And he's
going to
do anything Mattson wants him to do. You know.
Yeah. No,
Shiv's not
going
to be
true.
Able to get him to do anything. You know. Shiv's still going to be on the outside trying to pull levers that are never getting pulled,
yeah.
which is what she's been doing the whole
right.
series, right?
And then eventually Roman will kill himself because he has to.
I don't know that he'll kill himself. I think he dies first, but I don't know if it's going to be at his own hand. maybe actually the person who comes out of this the best is Kendall. Because maybe he can, like, he's got a shit ton of money, and maybe he can just kind of step away.
Yeah, no, he didn't. I don't think he's going to do well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Well, anyway, I thought it was such a good season.
Yeah.
And an excellent finale.
Yeah, they landed the ending really
sure.
well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great show.
Now we don't have anything to watch.
Oh, we have so much
to
watch.
We have to start shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to watch Beef.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, there's
and
so many things.
The Diplomat.
Yeah.
Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah. Although I'm only in season one. Oh. I kind of want to restart that show, actually, because it's
Why?
Been so long since I've watched it.
It's not going to be, you know, it's...
Maybe that's one of my retirement
shows. You don't
need shows. To. That's a retirement
you don't
show
need
for me.
To, yeah.
yeah.
All these times when you go, I need to start it. I'm like, there's not that much happening.
Yeah.
She divorced her husband, and she went into comedy.
Yeah.
All right, you're up
She met
date.
Lenny Bruce. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
A lesbian's her manager. Okay.
Yeah, that was...
We're right.
From
we're,
day
we're,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy Sherman Palladino is rewriting the book to Once Upon a Mattress that Sutton Foster is going to star in for Encores.
Oh, interesting.
Oh.
She had a good Marc Maron episode not that long ago.
We also finished Survivor.
And that ended really well.
Yeah,
I was very happy.
It was
that
a
ended.
Great season. There were no villains
mm-hmm.
on the season.
Wow.
Although it looks like on the next season, we got some people wanting to be villains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, you don't need a villain. You don't.
Yeah, you don't really
need a villain. It was watchable without it?
Mm-hmm.
It was very watchable. And some really good twists and turns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's somebody who we thought was going to go to the end, and he ended up not being able to go to the end. It was kind of moving.
But the three sweet people.
Well, two and a half. Heidi was not that sweet.
Went pretty far?
Heidi. Heidi.
Her name was Heidi. I thought her name started with a C.
That was Carolyn.
Carolyn
is the crazy one. Carolyn, Jam Jam, and Heidi were the three that ended up.
Carson was out. But those three, Carson, mm-hmm. Carolyn, and Jam Jam, really stuck together mm-hmm. through play. And Heidi, I didn't give a shit about.
Yeah. And then in the last couple of episodes, you could tell the producers are trying to plant some dissension amongst them.
Uh-huh. And it wasn't working.
I've watched reality TV for far too long. I know this is producer.
Uh huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it was really good. Highly recommend this season.
Speaking of Heidi's, did you watch RuPaul?
Oh yeah.
Yes, Snatch we're Game? Up to date with RuPaul.
We did.
Yeah.
That was
great Snatch Game.
It was the
I thought like there were some, I mean, some of it was bad, but like
yeah, there were two rounds. The first round only had one good person in it.
I thought Heidi was good. I thought Heidi as Blackbeard was pretty good.
She was pretty good.
Yeah.
But who was the
Jennifer Coolidge was.
Yeah, Jennifer Coolidge.
James Mansfield or something like that.
Mansfield. Yeah. Yeah.
Hysterical.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look into her eyes and tell me what you see. I can see she wears contacts. That is so Jennifer Coolidge. That was so perfect.
Yeah, she really nailed Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just, I mean, I think Michelle Visage said it, but her runway looks are terrible. Like, she's got to, like, work on that, and then she could be a pretty good all-around.
I don't like her.
Yeah, I don't love her. Yeah. So disappointed Heidi and Closet quit over that. I'm like, really?
Well, obviously, I mean, I think they planted that seed with, like, she was clearly, like, struggling with her grandmother's death. Like, I think they planted that seed a couple episodes ago and, like...
Okay. Yeah, you know what she's going on? I have tea on them, and I'll spill that tea. And
yeah.
You know, she was...
She was depressed.
There was shit going on.
Needed to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Candy Muse really came off as a villain.
Yeah.
Go back to every episode we ever talked about RuPaul on the show.
I really don't like
Candy
Muse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not as sloppy this year because she has more money, but
And she can be funny, but she just always is picking at scabs, and I'm like, just stop. You don't have to do that.
Yeah. The Shirley Temple, the Jimbo is
short. Oh my God.
That dance was unbelievable. It was so funny.
Yeah, I really like Jimbo.
So funny. I want Jimbo to take the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like he's going to. This is his third or fourth.
Third win.
In like five episodes or something. Yeah. Maybe six.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
also, he's just delightful in a way none of the others are.
Yeah.
I feel like he's also creative.
Uh huh.
In a way that none of the others are.
Mm-hmm. Jimbo's great. Like Alexis Michelle.
In his round?
B. Arthur,
she was good.
Yeah. Who else was? Yeah, I'm failing to because those two were they didn't even hold a candle. The one that played her drag mother.
That's the one that goes home.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, they didn't send anybody home.
Oh,
but
that's right.
But she would have been. She absolutely would have been.
Yeah, she would have been.
Yeah.
I hate it when they do other RuPaul drag queens. I hate it when they do influencers.
Influencers, same.
I hate it when they don't do legitimate stars.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
You got to do someone who's got some hooks that you can deliver.
Yeah.
And be funny with, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Or at least be like a pirate. So that you can also do other jokes, like, you know,
right.
that everybody
Which,
knows
I gotta say,
are pirate jokes.
Heidi
like,
didn't really do a lot of ours. I felt like...
But like the peg leg, you know.
Yeah,
like
the peg
that,
leg.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, she did. Yes, she had that going.
Yeah.
Pirate. A couple of seasons ago, someone was deaf, and I think they were pretty funny with deaf.
Right. But yeah, you cannot be a TikTok influencer. That is, you just can't do that.
No.
Or, I mean, obviously you can, but you really should not do that.
Yeah. So, and when did Queen of the Universe starts this week, I think?
It started already.
Ooh.
I've never watched that. Yeah.
Who's Drag Queen singing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we enjoyed the first season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's got Vanessa Williams on it. I'm a big fan of Vanessa Williams. Yeah. She's one of the judges.
Yeah.
As well. And
Trixie Mattel.
And
Graham
Norton. Yes.
Theater?
I just saw something with Matt that wasn't very good.
Yeah.
I didn't particularly care for it.
Yeah, and I don't think I've seen anything.
Well, in lieu of podcasting, last week, Maddie and I went to Life of Pi.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which
you both saw that, right?
Yeah, we loved it.
Okay. The puppetry was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Pi was...
Okay.
No, they saw the understudy.
Who was a girl?
Oh, how cool.
I don't know. I can't, like, I have a huge block about this, and I'm not really sure why, but I can't, it's very hard for me to even articulate what it is. I guess it's just me being crotchety about the fact
but
that, like,
does the gender of Pi matter to
No, it actually doesn't. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what this block is, but for some reason, I just associate, like, the, obviously, because in the book it's a male and in the movie it's male. That I just, like, it was very hard for me to get over that. And it didn't help that a couple of times, at least once, like, one of the actors made a mistake, you know, because, and I'm like, well, I just, maybe that's ultimately what it is. I'm like, why make that harder for yourselves? Like, you know, like, I don't know. But,
well, it's a very hard part, so.
Yeah.
Getting anyone
to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
so physically demanding.
Yeah.
He's on stage
the entire time.
I think it's a real crime. He was not nominated for Tony.
Yeah.
Because he was phenomenal.
Yeah. I don't know why. I wonder why.
Maybe she was very, very good, but I have a feeling that the guy is just, like, a couple steps above even, you know? And so I just felt, like, a little bit disappointed to have not seen, and he won the Olivier, right? Like, he originated it, you know? So that might have been in the back of my mind too, that I was just disappointed that I wasn't seeing the
I think the reason he didn't get nominated for Tony is because of the problem with the show, and that is it doesn't have the emotional payoff that it should.
Yeah, I think you are I think you're right. And also I don't remember reading the book that well because it's been quite a while, right?
20 years.
Yeah. But I think I remember from the book it being way more ambiguous about what actually happened than the play. I feel like the play very much had a decision that it was that the animals were in Pi's head.
I think the realization might. No, I think we still out. But I will say, when you're reading a book, there's more time that gets you there.
Yeah.
Whereas in the play, they just kind of had
it. They did it very quick.
Yeah.
In the play.
Yeah.
And they should have just said, well, let's slow down for 8 extra minutes. We can keep the audience here for that long.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was ambiguous
in the book.
The movie.
Okay. I know I saw the movie, but I don't really remember the movie that well.
Yeah, I remember the 3D of the movie.
Yeah. I don't even know if I saw it.
It's the story is about how he made up this story
to
protect himself against the horror that he experienced.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, 20 years ago, I was like, maybe I was a little too young for the book, actually. Maybe I should reread
it. You were 18? I think they give this out in high school. So I think you were.
Yeah, but I think, but just because they give it out doesn't mean that this to me seems like a book that maybe a little bit of life experience, like, especially given, like, the religious themes and stuff. Like, I think a little life experience could help you read that book in a different way.
Yeah. Well, many books you can read
in a different way. Right. Yeah.
Anyway. But I like that. What's your next show?
Well, tonight it's Monsoon Wedding.
That's right. We're going to see Monsoon Wedding. The musical.
The musical. And then after that, it's Days of Wine and Roses. But that's actually not until July. So I imagine
we're going
I'll see
on
something
the 17th.
In between.
Yeah, we're going on the 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Me too. I'm very excited. I hope it's good. If it's bad, don't tell me.
I mean,
I just love
I don't
Hera,
think
though,
it's
so
going
it's,
to be.
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible for it to be bad.
Right.
Even like.
It might be a little boring.
It might not work. You know?
Who did the music?
Adam Gettle.
And what did they, else have
Latin
they done?
The Piazza.
Oh, right. Of course. Which Kelly O'Hara did, right?
Yeah. That was her Broadway debut, I think.
Yeah.
But the daughter, right?
Yes.
So Well, I mean, yeah, and plus you could see it at the Atlantic, which is my favorite space.
Yeah, I would have to figure out if I've seen it at the
church.
Atlantic before. Oh, I definitely haven't been. Oh, awesome.
It's an old church.
Yeah.
Spring Awakening there?
I don't know if I was here for Spring Awakening or it might have been like the very early on. I did see Spring Awakening on Broadway with like the Deaf Company from LA, but I did not see it as often.
Yeah, I don't think you saw the original production.
No, I definitely didn't.
What year did you move here?
I know that I wasn't here. I moved here in 2010.
I wasn't here for that because in 2008
I was listening to it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So the Atlantic will be a new experience for me.
Cool. Sweet. Yeah.
It's small. When I was buying tickets, it's not a very big theater, is it?
No, it's a tiny theater.
Yeah.
That's why it has great sight lines. It's only like
through K or something.
K or
maybe
L.
P, I don't know, but
it's
not
many. It's not very many, and there's I think 20 or 22 seats in a row.
Yeah.
And you know, the sight lines are perfect. It's just
no matter where.
You can't not see.
Yeah.
Great. So it's great.
Because I think we're towards the back.
Doesn't
but
matter.
It's a small
does
space.
Not matter.
Yeah.
We're going to get tickets to Sweeney Todd. Jane and Sam are coming.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Do you want to come?
I have tickets in August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very exciting. So we got some theater lined up.
John is doing his renovations. He's having people over tonight to show them what he's going to do.
Oh, yeah? Is that your party?
This party, Kate, is former Theater Mania people. And they wanted to have dinner in this neighborhood. So
where are you going to go?
Queensboro.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm glad we decided on that because it's Pride weekend here.
Oh, is it?
And so it's already busier out there
uh-huh.
than normal. So I think it's good that we chose
going the
a place
opposite
on
way.
Northern.
Yeah.
And it'll be nice. But it's not many of us. A small group.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's tonight. And we finalized some things this morning. Got my backsplash tile picked out. I think we have a color for the cabinets. Cabinet guy comes this week. He was supposed to come last week, but there was a cabinet emergency on Long Island.
Oh my
God.
I hope nobody died.
Yeah. So yeah, no, it's all going along.
Yeah, we only have a few more weeks in the apartment.
Yeah, I have to order the bins.
I just ordered book boxes.
Oh, you ordered book boxes?
Yeah, because I got to take all that down.
Yeah, and the bins are...
bins are more for the stuff.
Although I was at some company and they had small bins and big bins, but...
No, I got the book boxes.
Yeah.
Because you can't do very big boxes
with books.
They're just too heavy.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to order those bins. You have to call them in person because online you can book them for moving, but I think the longest you can keep them is 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But we're going to need them for, two months. So, which you can do, but I'm going to have to call and get a price. So, that's exciting.
Pick?
Oh, yeah, let's pick next movie.
Okay, go to IMDb so I can plug her
this
in.
This is Megan's Movie School theme song. That's not a theme song. Oops, I just...
Oh, no. Get it back in there.
Oh, my God.
Get
now
it back
have
in
to
there.
Shake it all over again.
Get it back
shake
in there.
It up. Shake up the movie business.
Is that just one?
I don't know.
It's just one. Okay. Here we go. Time and Tide.
Ooh.
2000.
A Hong Kong chop sake movie.
Chop sake? What does that even mean? A streetwise young man becomes a bodyguard to score quick cash and befriends a disillusioned mercenary determined to begin life anew. So Barry, kind of. They find themselves working together to foil an assassination attempt, but their partnership can't last. Why not? Because one of them kills the other one. That's my...
I think this is Johnny So or something. So this, the reason it's in movie school is because it's a Hong Kong film.
And that they have a big... movie
the huge movie thing. That's where Michelle Yeoh comes from.
Yeah. Okay.
And so you have a lot of there's a really cool scene in this against a building. Really cool. Anyway, I think it's short. I think it's only like
hour and 53.
Oh, it's longer, but anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Less than two.
It's a fun
I'll
movie.
Take it.
It's a fun movie.
Great.
Oh, good. Good. Because I was like, what was that movie we saw? That
Tokyo
was...
Tribe?
Oh,
Tokyo
my
no, this
God.
Is not Tokyo Tribe.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That was bad. Oof,
that was so not fun.
No, that really wasn't.
That was the first one we did.
That was the first one of new movie school. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anything else going on this week coming up?
Just working. Yeah. Busy week.
Very good. Okay.
Okay.
Well, have a great week, everybody, or 2 weeks. I don't know when we'll be back. Probably in a week this time.
Well, next week is the Tonys. So.
Oh, yeah, the Tonys.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah. So we'll with the beginning of Broadway week here in New York.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of Tony activities going on this week. So have a great week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.